Marion, it's a pleasure to have you on Ask the Builder. It's Tim Carter.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Marion.
I'm planning on putting in a work area in my finished basement.
Okay.
And what I would like to do is use kitchen cabinet bases. It's going to be an L-shape kitchen cabinet bases with a formica top on it.
Got it. Sounds pretty easy so far.
Okay. But I don't want to anchor it to either the floor because, number one, it's the basement. And I don't want to anchor it to the wall. I just want to put it in and use it.
Okay, it's really simple to do.
Okay.
What you're going to do is, actually, how many cabinets, how big do you think it's going to be, each leg of it? You know, the whole thing together.
Okay, it's going to, each area is going to be 6 foot long.
Okay. And here's what's going to happen is you screw those cabinets together. In other words, you'll take the cabinets, like maybe three of them together, and screw them together.
Right.
The combined weight of those cabinets plus the tops on top of them, you would have to hit them pretty hard or push pretty hard to get it to move.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to. The bases are going to be they're going to be anchored by a cabinet on each end with an opening so that I can. One's going to be like a sewing machine area, so
okay.
I need to get under.
Well, here's another thing you can do as well. Underneath the cabinets, you could actually take a piece of 2x4. And you can actually trace where the cabinet's going to be on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And like on the front where the kick plate is,
mm-hmm.
you could put a 2x4 like right behind it, you know, so it's hidden by the cabinet as the cabinet drops down over it.
Okay.
And you can glue that 2x4. What's the finished flooring of the basement right now? Just concrete?
It's got pergo on it.
Pergo on it. Okay. Well, yeah, you might. This would kind of hurt the pergo. There's no doubt about that. I think you're just going to have to go on the combined weight of the cabinetry with whatever's going to be in the cabinetry, and it should stay in place.
Okay. What about the person who's going to install it said they'd put rubber feet on the bottom of it? I don't even know what those are.
You could do that, too. It wouldn't hurt.
Okay.
You know, just pieces of rubber on the underside of the cabinets. But I actually would want more friction area. I would want, you know, more... you know, I want more of that cabinet touching the floor.
Okay.
The more cabinet touching the floor, the better you're going to be.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, Marion, for calling Ask the Builder.
Bye-bye.